Upon waking, journal page. And let's see if I can make that. There we go. I'm gonna make that a little bigger. Oh my gosh, I love these journal pages. They hold such magic. Now, when you fill in the guided sections, you'll set the stage for your day. You'll consciously make choices on what you really want to experience. You'll use your power. And as you come to each guided section, please rewrite what's written there. This is an important step. Rewriting what's already on the page takes you to a new level of mastery to use the power within you to manifest and live the life you really want to live. The act of writing moves energy. Now, I've been asked about filling in the PDF on your computer or your tablet, or, well, this PDF isn't writable. However, if you want to use your computer as your journal, you can, but I really want to encourage you to write by hand. When you write by hand, real magic happens. When you write by hand, your brain works better. Your memory improves. You create your creativity, it activates. And what I really, really love about handwriting, you gain more accurate life guidance from your angelic team, from that super conscious higher self. When you're writing your thoughts out by hand, there's no way to go into autopilot living. Thoughts are sparks of energy, and you're writing that spark of energy into the paper. And when you handwrite your thoughts, you're better able to engage again with your angelic team. Okay, so the first journaling page is the Upon Waking page. And if you have the paperback copy of the Empowerment Journal, you'll find a little picture of I'm a Miracle Magnet in the top left corner, holding the space for wonderful things. Could be money, fulfilled square of life, could be a reminder to breathe deeply or to expect miracles. The image I chose for the PDF is of Ima being and claiming to be a money magnet. And then there's a line for the date. Or the day and or date. I like to put the day down. It helps me keep track. I'm losing all sense of time, which I'm taking as a win because I'm moving beyond the 3D. Okay, so now let's go to the first section here. You'll see that the first section guides you to embrace gratitude by writing and claiming, I give thanks in deepest gratitude for this perfect day. If you're not already in the state of gratitude, this supports you to move into it. When you handwrite what's written there, be aware of how you feel. If you're holding anxiety about your day, you'll become aware of that anxiety feeling in your body when you write this. This is your opportunity to transform that fear energy of anxiety to a higher vibration of love. And remember, the emotion of gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership, the ultimate state of manifestation. And we manifest through our emotions. So writing, anchoring, gratitude sends out electromagnetic energy to the universe with the energetic code of what you want to experience. Allow yourself to breathe in the ecstasy of your perfect day. And feel the emotion of gratitude. Again, you can write in your daily journal pages in as little as 5 minutes. I've timed it. But I encourage you to immerse yourself into the writing. When you engage your emotions in your writing, setting your intention for your day, rehearsing in your mind how magnificently your day plays out, you not only set into motion the steps to using your power, you also set into motion the molding of raw matter into form, a form that you want, creating your miraculous day and life. And because just to be clear, we're always manifesting. Florence teaches that we manifest through us, through our internal energy, and when we're in a vibration that's less than love, for example, anger, frustration, anxiety, worry, resentment, shame, Unforgiveness. We're holding the energy of cause, and our effect is manifesting more experiences of the same energy. This first section of the journaling page activates your conscious to begin choosing your emotional state.